Good afternoon. We just concluded the consultations on DRC sanctions, where we had a statement delivered by the chair of the committee, the ambassador of Jordan, it was mainly on the final report of the group of experts for 2013. And we, as Rwanda, we had issues with both the report of the group of experts and even the statement. And the first thing we said on the statement delivered by the permanent representative of Jordan is that the statement was delivered maybe in his national capacity, but not on behalf of the committee, because we don't agree with most of the content. And our argument, we had a problem with both the procedure used throughout this process and also the content of the report. The procedure, the procedural issue we had is that yesterday we had the coordinator of the group of experts wrote a letter to the president of the Security Council to request to transmit the final report of the group of experts. But the issue here is that the procedure was not respected. Paragraph 5 of Resolution 2078 and also the guidelines of the committee, 1533, were not respected, because any report of the group of experts needs to be transmitted through the committee, transmitted to the council through the committee, meaning that the committee needs to approve the report. The committee, the group of experts is not a parallel body that can transmit its reports by bypassing the committee. If there is no consensus, the guidelines are very clear. The guidelines are saying that if there is no consensus in the committee, the chair conduct consultations with members. If the consultations fail, the committee transmit the case to the Security Council. This is on the procedural matter. And then we regretted that the rules were violated to fit interests of some. And on the content, here it's a very long story about the group of experts. Flawed methodology, lack of sources. It's difficult to take element one by one. But I would only limit myself on the new allegations on recruitment by M23 in Rwanda. You know, we had the M23 were militarily defeated, and now the group of experts have thrown a newer accusation against Rwanda, saying that the M23 is recruiting in Rwanda, but they didn't provide any basic evidence. They didn't say who was recruiting, where they were recruiting. They didn't even consult us as Rwanda. How can you have so serious accusations against Rwanda and not consulting Rwanda? That means that the group of experts needs to maintain the pressure of Rwanda on Rwanda to accuse Rwanda in order to stay relevant. And then we find it very unfortunate. And as I said in the consultations, Rwanda now commemorating the 20th anniversary of the genocide against the Tutsi. And then we clearly stated that we are not in the mood of continuing this punching ball exercise by the group of experts. Then we are committed to collaborate by the group of experts, provided that they act in a professional way, in an impartial way, and based on facts, on evidence. Thank you. Conseil, on sort de consultation du Conseil où on a entendu une déclaration du président du comité de sanctions 1533 sur la RDC. Et nous avons des problèmes avec la déclaration qui a été faite, qui se basait sur le rapport final du groupe d'experts. Et nos problèmes sont tant sur la procédure que sur que sur le fond des accusations qui sont portées contre le Rwanda dans ce rapport. Sur la procédure, nous avons contesté le fait que le rapport ait été transmis au Conseil de sécurité par la coordinatrice du groupe d'experts en violation du paragraphe 5 de la résolution 2078 et des guidelines du comité 1533. Et comme le paragraphe 5 de la résolution 2078 l'indique, tous les rapports du groupe d'experts, qu'ils soient les rapports intérimaires ou les rapports finaux, ils doivent être envoyés à travers ou sous couvert du groupe du comité 1533. Et il n'y avait pas de consensus au niveau du comité pour approuver ce rapport, approuver la publication de ce rapport. Et donc, nous estimons que les règles ont été violées. Puis, l'autre problème qu'on a eu, c'est sur le fond des accusations, qui sont toujours les mêmes. L'accusation du groupe d'experts qui se battent sur aucune preuve, une méthodologie qui n'est pas bonne, qui est contestable. Bref, des accusations sans fondement. Et maintenant, vous avez vu qu'il y a de nouvelles accusations sur le recrutement des M23 au Rwanda. Les M23 ont été vaincus militairement, mais on veut toujours maintenir la pression contre le Rwanda en disant qu'on veut les réarmer sans aucune preuve. Et donc, on ne va pas continuer à accepter cela, surtout que maintenant, on est en train de commémorer le 20e anniversaire du génocide contre les Tutsis. On n'est pas prêt à accepter de continuer cela, mais on est, en revanche, prêt à continuer à travailler avec un groupe d'experts qui agit de manière professionnelle.
Oui. Does Kigali plan any formal démarche or letter or anything to the UN to complain about the way this was done, since you're saying it's against the procedures and such of the committee?
Yes, we have done it numerous times. Here in the Security Council, we have written, there is a rebuttal we have sent to the chair of the committee against the final report. Then we have done it, and then we'll continue doing it. Yes.
Is it your understanding that Uganda is also concerned about things in the report, and is DPKO and MONUSCO, are they using this report even before it's finalized as a form of kind of intelligence, or quoting it as a basis of positions that they take with regard to either M23 or anything else?
I don't know, but the issue is that the last consultations on MONUSCO, we were surprised to hear SRSG Kobler stating that there is a resurgence of M23 in Ituri. That was not even in the report of MONUSCO. And then we are wondering how, and we are, it may be part of the same narrative saying that the M23 are resuming activities in Ituri, M23 are recruiting in Rwanda, they are moving freely in Uganda. Then the story is not over. And then, but Rwanda is not really ready to leave again 18-20 months of this bashing by a group of experts. We will not accept it.
De suite, le Rwanda soit visé par des rapports de groupes d'experts qui sont indépendants, qui ne sont pas les mêmes personnes chaque fois. Qu'est-ce qui se passe ?
Indépendant, c'est vous qui le dites, puisque beaucoup de membres du groupe précédent sont les mêmes que le groupe actuel, y compris la coordinatrice. Donc le fait qu'on renouvelle deux ou trois personnes ne change pas à l'affaire, puisque le problème, c'est un problème de méthodologie. Mais vous savez, c'est un groupe d'experts, ce sont des experts payés par les Nations Unies. Il y a des experts en armes, des experts en groupes régionaux. Mais ce qu'ils font, c'est aller sur le terrain, recycler des rumeurs à l'est de la RDC. C'est ce qu'ils font. Tout le monde peut faire ça. On n'a pas besoin d'être un expert pour recycler des rumeurs. Donc, il faut vraiment que on réfléchisse au problème de ces groupes d'experts qui n'ont d'experts que le nom.
Somalia and Eritrea have complaints about their monitoring group. I wonder, do you think is there a trend here? Is there a need to reform the way in which people are chosen to their panels, the way in which they do their work? What do you make of this seeming pattern of criticism of reports by countries in the region generally?
There is indeed a need to review, really, this the appointment of expert panel of a group of experts, and also their method of work. We need to really to think about it. Because we are talking here about the group of experts on DRC, but it's because we know the situation. We know DRC. We are accused. But how about the other group of experts, panel of experts? We need really to review the whole thing and avoid that five or six so-called experts just accuse a country, a nation, without evidence. We need really to think about it. Okay, thank you.